All right, Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com doing some summer interviews down at the Monmouth College shootout, and it's good to see Mark Lofgren, the Riverdale head coach, back on the sideline. I know a trying winter for you with your son, but I understand he's doing much better and back home, and we're all thankful about that, and I know the family is. So give us an update.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so fortunate. He's doing really well right now. He finished his treatment about 2 months ago. We actually have his two-month checkup tomorrow morning, so we're a little bit anxious about that. You know how that goes, but he's doing really well. He's just your normal three-year-old right now, and so our family couldn't be any more blessed and thankful for the situation we're in right now.
I jokingly said to you earlier today that you are the richest man of the Riverdale School District. Has nothing to do with your salary as a teacher or coach, but you felt some love last winter. I know a lot of people rallied around you and your family, and that tells you that there is good people on planet Earth.
Yeah, you know, again, absolutely. It's like that whole saying about, you know, you watch the news and you're going to feel bad because there's all these negative stories going on, but you know, just the small schools in our area and the love and support that we felt for our family, you know, all the people reaching out to us and just being genuinely, you know, giving to our family. It was a great support that we needed in a trying time.
Well, and I also told you earlier, your son is directly ill. Dad and mom are indirectly ill with the worry and the just that dealing with that. How much, I don't know if it's fair to say how much better did it make you feel, but I mean, when the people rally around you, that had to, I mean, give you time for pause, I guess, and reflection when you, I mean, it had to at least be uplifting for you.
Correct, yeah, you know, certainly it was, and you know, you're kind of living a roller coaster ride, and you have your good and your bad days, but just to feel that support and just know it even outside of our situation, just being so excited to see how communities care about people, you know, and especially obviously it was for our family in this case, but just to see the, you know, how schools rally around a teacher and a coach and a young man, it was really, really nice to see. And you know, your hope is that all people in situations similar to ours have an opportunity to feel that kind of love and support.
How much therapy has it been to get back on the sideline and be back coaching again? I bet you that feels pretty good.
Yeah, it really does. It's a little back to normal. It's about 100 degrees in here today in the field house, and it wouldn't be the Monmouth College shootout without it. So, you know, we have such great kids, and I feel like I wonder sometimes if the parents think I'm just, you know, selling it to them about how great the kids are, but I get to work with such wonderful young men, and you know, that's the only tough thing about missing last year is, you know, obviously my priorities are my family, but I just wanted my players to do so well, and I always want that. So just to be back with them and hopefully being a role model and a mentor and a teacher for them, it gives me a lot of satisfaction. I really enjoy this opportunity.
And then as we wrap up, you know, for a kid that I think you told me is now three, Blaine is three, so, you know, much of his life that he recollects right now has been spent in a hospital. How has he handled this? And maybe he doesn't know any other part of life that maybe this is, that was normal. But he, now you realize, well, no, son, that's not normal. You're feeling better and you can do things and you don't have to go to the hospital so much. Does he kind of understand it yet, do you think?
Yeah, you'd be surprised what a 2.5, 3-year-old really gets and understands. And I was really shocked by it, honestly. You know, we always said, you know, Blaine's a smart kid and this and that. But, you know, like you said, though, a big part of his life has been the hospital. So he knows he got sick. He knows all that treatments for something. I don't think he really understands that all kids don't go through that. And in a lot of ways, we try to make him feel that way of, you know, this isn't, you know, something that's horrible. We'll get through it and you'll be okay. And, you know, it's just kind of neat to see because he does have an awareness that he's no longer sick and that he doesn't have to go through all the treatments that he went through. So you can just see the joy in him that, hey, I get to be at home. I get to play. I don't need to go to the doctor. I don't need shots. I don't need all these, you know, these horrible things. So, like I said, when we watch him play in the backyard or whatever, it's you definitely have a newer appreciation. You always think you do, but you really don't. And, you know, he's aware, but we're just so thankful that he's doing well.
And as I wrap up with Mark Lofgren, I know some people will say to me every once in a while, Taylor, They're like, you make too much of high school sports sometimes. And then I'll say, well, I'm going to give you an example. Blaine Loughran. And I say, a lot of times when there is an issue or there's, you know, whatever, somebody needs help, maybe somebody's house burnt down or something, what normally happens? Community rallies, and a lot of times in small towns, it's centered around a high school sporting event, vis-a-vis Mark Loughran, Blaine Loughran, his family. I give that example of why high school sports, in the end, is great, and these are those type of examples.
Yeah, high school sports and what it does to people and communities is... it's unbelievable. It gives everybody an opportunity to ride around their schools, around their families. You know, how neat is it? We're 25 feet away from the Bureau Valley bench right now, and they're wearing a Team Loughran Ball for Blaine shirt right now. And it just speaks to how much love and support we got. And I know, you know, other coaches and other people are going through similar situations. So just to use athletics, you know, to reflect all the things that we try to teach to our young men, it's a really great thing. So what you're doing for small school sports is meaningful, and it really is a big deal because you can see all the good in our communities from it.
Good to see you back on the sideline, and good to hear Blaine's doing better, and have a good rest of the summer.
Thank you very much.
Mark Loughran is the head basketball coach at Riverdale, and, of course, a Rock Ridge High School grad joining us on WRMJ.